naturally during your skill.
There's no apologies, but I would ask for a motion for Councillor Walker to attend the meeting via Zoom. I would like to move that way. Councillor Foran, seconded Councillor Freeth. Putting that all those in favour? Against, carried. Declarations of interest?
Yes, Mr Mayor, I have an interest to clear on pages 77 and 79 of this open business paper. It's a great program. It's a non-pecuniary lesson, significant interest.
I think I have an item on item 97 on Warren Road.
Have you got the form there, Councillor? Right, thank you very much.
Mr Mayor, also I do have a bit of interest in relation to the Stuart Pitt matter. He is a business associate that I do some work with from time to time.
Right. Okay, thanks for that, Councillor Walker. Move on to the confirmation of the ordinary meeting held on the 19th of August. I'd like to move the acceptance of those minutes. Councillor Pearce, seconded Councillor Mann. Are there any alterations or amendments? I'll put it then, all those in favour? Against, carried. I'll now seek a procedural motion to move into closed session of council. I'd like to move that way. Councillor Freeth, Councillor White, putting that all in favour? Against, carried.
Mr Mayor, can I just take the opportunity to discuss something with my fellow councillors?
Yeah, you're welcome to have the floor, councillor.
Fellow councillors, I have informed our mayor, Councillor Dave Batten, and General Manager today of my intention to resign as a councillor at Gilgandra Shire effective the 23rd of October 2025. I look forward to spending the next month with you. Something that I've thoroughly enjoyed the last 13 years of being a councillor and deputy mayor at Gilgandra. But anyway, look, unfortunately, my workload personally is growing, as well as other demands, and I would like to seek your clarity in my resignation. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Councillor Walker. And personally, I have truly appreciated your support over that 13 years. And the expertise that you brought to the council.
Yes.
Thank you.
I don't like to accept the resignation, but I'll move the acceptance of Councillor Walker's resignation and Councillor Michael's second.
I'll let you second him for a phrase and walk over.
You don't waste words here. So I'll put that all in favour against Gary. And you're welcome to say a few words if you like. Good to go, Councillor Walker. While he's online, I'm not sure how long he's going to stick with us.
He's coming next meeting, aren't
you?
He is.
Look, I'm here today. I'm here next month, and then we'll say goodbyes after that.
Better to say it
to his face.
Okay, councillors, we'll move back on to the formal part of the meeting. And the first report there is just a report on my commitments for the month. And I'll move that report be noted. All those in favour? Against, carried. The next report is the delegations to the General Manager. And this relates to an amendment to the General Manager's delegation.
Mr Baird, I just had one comment in relation to page 3. It talks about management committees. I think they've been disbanded, if I'm correct, sort of where the National Committee has gone.
Yes.
So we just need to revise that to change it to where the structure terminology is.
Very right, as the General Manager of Pennsylvania.
That's right.
Okay, would someone like to move that? Thank you, Councillor Lockhart, second, Councillor Pearce. Putting that all in favour, hands carried. The disclosure of interest returns. They're on file now.
They're available for viewing if anyone would like to view them.
Okay, councillors, and the recommendation now on page six. And Councillor Creech. And Councillor Bunner. Put that all in favour.
Aye.
Hands carried. The changes to Code of Meeting Practice 2025.
Well, interesting changes.
Changes there are.
Yeah.
To our operation, which is going to challenge us.
Yeah.
How we stay across the workings of the outside.
And the procedures.
Yes.
And I think it also tightens up the video, audio visual mix, the rounds of
policies. Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, we're already making some steps to live stream our council meetings. So. We'll do that by November.
There's a change.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, to the GM, does it affect the workshops at all, Dave?
Well, we currently have the same. Workshops, well, we're talking about the difference between council briefing sessions as opposed to workshops.
Yeah.
So anything that is business on that day. So if we'd had a briefing session before this council meeting on a particular item, that would need to be live streamed. However, if it's the discussion with in general manager land is that if it's strategic planning or forward planning works, it doesn't relate to an item in the actual agenda, is not required to be live streamed. So when we talk about workshops, if there is any matters that we workshopping specific to a business item, then we may need to have a discussion as to whether we you know have a do that further discussion or clarification either in a formal proceedings in, like a formal pre-briefing session, or whether we just suspend standing orders in the council meeting itself and then discuss that matter and then resume standing orders.
Thank you.
Right, so on page 11 is that recommendation.
Yeah.
Councillor Beard and Councillor Lachlan. I'll put that all out in favour.
Aye.
Yes, carried. Legislative compliance policy, procedure and register for adoption. That's a mouthful. It's in the recommendation also on page 12. Thank you, Councillor Bunner's doing it, and Councillor Laird
is the seconder. I'll put that
all those in favour.
Aye. Against,
carried.
Fine.
Fraud and corruption policy for adoption. It's before you, Laird.
The brave man,
Mr. Laird,
vote against it,
will you?
I'll do that.
Thank you, Councillor Bunner. Now, the seconder is Councillor Laird. I'm putting that all those in favour.
Aye.
Against carried. The annual accounts for the year ending 30th of June. And that's moved by Councillor Pitt, seconded by Councillor Murph. Me. Can I just tap you on the shoulder? You need a second of that.
Did I?
On page 16.
Thank you.
This step we now have that Councillor Pitt co-signed.
Thank you, yeah.
So we just need financial statements to be accepted by Council as per the audit, and that Council delegate Councillor Pitt to sign the financial statements in substitute of Councillor Walker as a deputy mayor.
With the now,
yes,
yeah,
right. Back the round for you now. Sign that. You would like that?
Give me an extra one.
Okay, councillors, that's moved and seconded. I'll put that all those in favour.
Right.
Against, it is carried. And the next report before you is a development application for dual occupancy at One Hercules Place. Isn't it great to see this moving on? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Very easy. Yeah, we have Mrs. Cozy with us. Do you see how many technical questions we have? The
okay, it is a brick veneer finish, is that correct?
Correct.
And so there are some minor changes to the DCT, is that right?
Yeah,
yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor, at the variation that's requested under the DCT is to do with the setback. So it's a dual off with dual street frontages, one fronting Hercules Place, one fronting Marshall Street. The setbacks in our DCP, 7.5 metres from the street frontage, six variations to those to achieve the design outcomes which have been considered acceptable.
Okay. Recommendation. Page 25, Councillor, is the recommendation, mate? Thank you, Councillor Michael and Councillor Butter. I'll put that all in favour. Against?
We need to call a division, Mr. Mitchell.
Oh, sorry. Division, can we vote again? Raise your right hand, all in favour. That's unanimous, thank you, Mr. Perryman. Okay, the next one is the development application of the Bartleys at 68 Myrtle Street.
Well, Mr. Mayor, it's a very comprehensive report.
Yeah.
Oh, the Mayor is responsible for its presentation.
Thank you, Councillor Malkin.
Has Councillor asked a question? Has Councillor done this sort of development ever before, residential development?
Over the road.
Yeah. Over there.
Yeah.
That's how you call it.
My house,
but yeah,
I'll be dwelling on the house. That's the
Okay, councillors, we're on the recommendation on page 42. We give Councillor Hunter and move by seconded by Councillor Pierce. Put that all those in favour? Yes, carried.
Can we get a division, please, Mr. Mayor?
Once again, was that unanimous, councillors? Yeah. Councillor Walker, did you vote unanimously?
Certainly did, Mr. Mayor. It was a yes from me.
Great to hear. Okay, we've got a development application for the change of light industry in ancillary office.
Just, is that one we need some declarations of interest before you push through it, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah.
We've got Councillor Walker, that we'll just need to tap out.
Well, Mr. Mayor, it's not a significant change.
Okay,
so
page 61 is what we're looking at.
And the purpose of the TA was because of change from the residential to office.
Mm-hmm. So through you, Mr. Mayor, correct. So the existing use for the so the DA is really around change of use of an existing building. It was a warehouse from memory and it had a residential component with it. So the proposed use being light industrial use of cabinet making and that small dwelling component to be converted to an ancillary office for the purpose of supporting the business. So that was the driver behind the DA.
Okay, councillors, so that's another recommendation, page 61. Moved by Councillor Mann, seconded by Councillor Foreman. Putting that all in favour, raise your right hand. Against, declare that carried. Okay, can we advise Councillor Pierce to return?
I'll text Councillor Walker to come back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
The The next report is on page 70, the classification of land. And various land purchases council has made. Did you speak to the door of Mr. Alton?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, not in particular. I think it's a case of yes, we've overlooked the ability to do it at the time of the transfers.
Yeah.
And so now we're suggesting that there's an opportunity to do it in bulk to convert those particular parcels of land to operational, given that they are potential for, they're not for use for public purposes, they're used for, if you like, commercial purposes, and there's an opportunity in the future if a council so wished to consider a sale at an appropriate time. Is there a chance of pecuniary interest on that? We're looking at which subdivision. Through you, Mr. Mayor, I don't believe that would create an interest in that. That is actually just purely, I guess, a clarification and identifying that industrial land should be classified as operational by the council. So it's not on a particular block. It's suggesting that that whole subdivision of industrial land should be considered operational.
Okay. Thank you. Right, so that's moved by councillor Mann.
Just a question, that lot 106 Kelly Drive, Glen Kelly Drive, that was the small parcel of land attached to the...
It's related to Roar, the closure was, yes.
Oh, Roar, right.
The
closure
of an old paper road.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, no worries.
Okay, so that's moved by councillor Mann. Can I have a second, please, councillor Freed? There's no further question. We'll put all those in favour. Against. If you're going to Speedway upgrade project.
Mr. Mayor, this is a good news story.
Yeah. Well, it's a wonderful, a wonderful result. Mm-hmm. And I congratulate staff on leading the Speedway executive through this. Yeah, and to think the track is rated now. You can race aeroplanes.
With no wings.
Yeah. Okay, the recommendation on page 76 is moved by Councillor Foran and seconded by Councillor Mockler. I'll put that, all those in favour? Against? Carried. When I was reading this report, Mr. Alton, I was just wondering, is there an opportunity for us to provide an incentive for the Speedway to repay the loan in a quicker time?
Well, through you, Mr. Mayor, we have spoken with the executive, and they did discuss whether they could potentially meet a 10-year time frame. We actually suggested to them that given that council had previously considered up to 15 years, but they look at it that way, but they will be taking the approach as a volunteer organisation that after each event they have, subject to what that event comes out like, that if they've got additional funding, they will be looking to repay it sooner. But it was a suggestion by us that they shouldn't overcommit themselves, and then we would be following up the debt, so that was the thought around the time frame. But certainly the volunteers have expressed that they would like to pay it off as quick as possible. They have done in the past.
Yeah. Okay, do you want to move that, Councillor Beard?
Yes, sir.
I have a secondary Councillor White. There's no further questions, no further discussion on that. I'll put all in favour. Against, carried. The Gabandra Region Events Activation, it's great summer.
Can I just ask, from the table, is it actually 22,000 or is it 32,000? Just for that recommended funding line on the table, so in the purple?
Through. Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor, it's the total of those four there, which in my head, well, it's
30.
Yeah, 32. I just think in the literature
it's 30. The budget implications, we refer to what's left in the fund, which is probably not. So it's within the existing budget allocation. What we're flagging there is that we're going to have four rounds this year. So that was the first round of it. Each quarter we'll advertise again. But when the money's gone, if we get eligible applications, and they're good applications, once that funding is exhausted, there'll be no more rounds. So what we're flagging there is that that would leave $23,000 available for the next three rounds.
It just says in the line above that $22,950, and I thought that column was $22,950, but the actual column adds up to $32,950.
Yeah, what page are you on there, Councillor?
Page 8.
What page? 36.
36
is in
what's requested, and then they not given the full amount to one of them, and it should be $32,950. So it's the fourth column in purple.
Can you?
That doesn't
implicate
the recommendation as such.
No.
Can you take that out?
Yes, sir, Mr. Mayor. We'll clarify those figures.
But what it does do is it impacts your commitment to going to build the festival.
So,
it reduces the remaining amount of money that's left in the bucket
by 10 grand.
By 10 grand. Do you want to just defer that now or refer that to one of your staff to come back to us?
No, through you, Mr. Mayor, we need a decision today.
If you would, councillors, I'll move on to the next report, which is the Kooriloo Retirement Living Strategy. The recommendation on page 83. Do you want to speak to this, Ms. Robson?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I...
83. I'm looking at the recommendation.
Yep, sorry. It's just adding up some figures. Through you, Mr. Mayor, I think moving forward, just looking at the availability of beds, particularly, and the services that aged care would need to be able to provide in the future. We need to look at how we're going to do that and what our strategy will be. The feasibility study from Stuart Brown, the business feasibility, will help inform that strategy. It's been noted by the aged care team that the medical centre, formerly known as Branshaw Medical Centre, has been unoccupied for some 2 years almost. And that now council have the legal right to enter the building and dispose of the goods inside, that we'd like to utilise the building for aged care services or for part of our considerations for the future of aged care services. Health have indicated that they have no interest in leasing the building at this stage.
So the recommendation here on page 83 relates to what was the premature or rapid medical center. Are you moving that, Councillor Barker? Do I have a second now, Councillor Fora? Is there any further discussion on that report? I'll put all those in favour. Against? Carried. The next report is on permanent residency for the GrowWorks program. And this has been a wonderful
success story, isn't
it? It has.
Through you, Ms. Mayor, I'd just like to say that for those that attended the Kooriloo Lodge 40th, they would have seen the engagement of the Filipino workforce at that particular event. and that's a really key indicator of the engagement of the workforce to Yilgandra. We've had an approach from the Wilkboro Works team. They've nearly been here 2 years, believe it or not. First guys that arrived October 2 years ago. After 2 years, they're eligible to apply for permanent residency, but they do need a sponsor to sponsor that application. The applications can take several years to be approved, so they would need to be working for us during that time, obviously, and then they've all made a commitment that they're willing to sign some sort of legal agreement so they'll continue to work with us after their permanent residency has been approved. I'm seeking some legal advice on the validity of any sort of agreement and whether it could hold water, I guess, but it is certainly a olive branch from them to say, can you please sponsor us as a permanent resident. I think the report's quite self-explanatory on how.
Does the terminology to consider offering permanent residency, do we offer the permanent residency? Like, is that something we can do, or do we actually offer to support them today?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we have to be their supporting sponsor.
Yeah.
So we have to make an offer of support.
Is that any better? We only have a resolution made this side.
We turned it to sponsor.
Yeah, that's a question I was going to ask.
Is there an opportunity to fund some of this, the costs through Jack Tierney Hostel, given that there's a shared sort of arrangement with that, rather than being wholly allocated to Kui Lodge?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'm happy to look at both budgets, and yes, I would imagine that there would be capacity in Jack Tierney to fund some of that.
And just one other question along the similar lines. You were saying that it might take time to get it, so would we have to pay the money up front and just wait, or do we pay as a...
Yeah. Through you, Mr. Mayor, Councilman, how the process works, you pay a initial application fee, which we it's very clearly stated that we cannot on-charge that to the client. That's, I think that sits about $495, so when they put their application in, that is a fee that we would need to pay. Then it is assessed, and there's what's called a SAF levy. So the SAF levy is determined by the Department of Immigration, hence why the report's a little bit ambiguous about the figure. Then that will come back, and at the time when the visa is issued or about to be issued, that SAF levy will need to be paid. So that may be 6 months down the track, it might be 12 months down the track.
Might differ for different people.
Yes, so, that's correct.
So we wouldn't maybe offer $64,000 in one financial year at the moment. So.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. It's unclear how quickly that would happen. Yeah. There is some push currently to get permanent residency through for skills in demand. So aged care workers are on the skills in demand. So permanent residency is being a bit fast-tracked for those skills.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Would there be a consideration? I realise that once they gain permanent residency, they can then sponsor their partners. There are obviously some partners that are working within the CUI. Would they be under consideration?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. When they're on a 482 visa, which they're currently on, they can already sponsor their families to come in.
Yeah.
When they get permanent residency, it also covers their betrothed or their immediate family children.
Okay.
So they don't have to apply for a secondary permanent residency visa.
Thank you.
Very good. Well, the recommendations before you, Council, is noting the change in wording.
I want to do that.
Okay, Councillor, well, I'll accept your motion. And happy to accept yours, Councillor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We appreciate the support.
Thank you.
So I'll put all those in favour.
Aye.
Against?
Hi.
Gary, where are we at? We were contemplating bringing another quota out.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor, I'm in conversation with Regional Development Australia looking at the Dharma agreements. I'm also working with another organisation called the Migration Agent looking at the PALM agreements. So just trying to ascertain whether the GrowWorks program, the PALM agreement, the Dharma agreements may be the best suited at this stage to ensure our future sustainability of our aged care and disability workforce.
Yeah. So what numbers would you be looking at?
Probably another 10 to 15.
Close to 5,000.
Dreams there, I'm doing my best.
Righto, councillors, we'll move on now. We have that report to refer back to. We'll just move on to the committee meeting for notation. That includes the LEMC. And the traffic committee. And a recommendation there on page 94 that those minutes be noted. So we'll move that way. Councillor Mocker, Councillor Butler. There's no question, I'll put all those in favour. Yes, carried. Next one's our reports for notation. The bank balances, there's 41 million in the coffers today, or at the end of the month. Outstanding matters from previous meetings. There's no questions for next meeting outstanding. And the development application statistics with a recommendation on page 100. That those reports be noted. So I'm moving that way.
Yep.
Councillor Peer, Councillor White.
Yep.
I'll put that, all those in favour. Against carried. And then the process of category B correspondence, which was the country mayor and the Alliance of Western Councils. The recommendation that that be noted. Moving that way, Councillor Butler, Councillor Mocker. I'll put that in favour. Gary. Okay,
we need to move back to that now.
Yeah, can we just, do I understand that Councillor Walker got a little presentation for us?
No.
Oh, is that now or next week?
We might pause the meeting.
Okay, pause the recording for the time of 4:50. Thank you. Now we'll refer back to page 79, or recommendation on page 79, in regard to the GREAT program. So there was a question in regard to total funding and the figures related to this.
It's really, Mr. Mayor, the figures in the report are not correct. However, the requested contributions that are recommended on page 79 are correct. So I do apologise, but I'll clarify that for the actual minutes of the meeting, clarify the actual figures, and but my recommendation there stands that all four applications do meet the criteria, and they're all events that have previous history. The newest one in there is the Turrawhenna Property and Livestock Producer Day, but that was actually held, has been held once successfully last year in the first round, and so there's an opportunity to potentially make that an ongoing viable proposition. The Gilgan Film Festival is now in its third year, so it's really starting to get traction. The Speedways this is their most significant event they've actually ever put on, naturally with the grand opening as well. but this they've got some 30-something years now of ongoing operation, and this certainly gives them the opportunity to expand what they do out there. And to give you an example, I've got 180 registered drivers for this meeting, and they normally get 60 to 80. So that's, and then if you just take that by three for the amount of people potentially coming to Gill for each driver, even at three, that's an extra, 500 people in town for the weekend. And that's the last one there was the Tirawinna show, which I think is potentially looking to have its biggest show ever. What they've applied for there is actually extra events. So they're looking at bringing a motorbike type demonstration, stunt demonstration, along with a kids motorbike type event, and a horse event, a fellow that comes in with a trick horse and for the day. So they're looking to add to their existing show activities with that money. So they've shown us with each of those applications that they're actually expanding or capitalising on their events. So I think all four of them truly met the criteria, but I do apologise, the actual figures there on that previous page.
Does that influence the budget implication figure of 23?
It does, but it's only about $1,500 difference, Mr. Mayor, overall.
Hey, Councillor.
Mr. Mayor, can I suggest, given that there's a declaratory here in the report, that item number two of the recommendation read that the council allocate the level of funding requested to each of the four applicants under the grant. Or the council delegate authority to the general manager to allocate the funding, etc., and just take it as outlined in the report.
Can I hear that, Nick? General manager. Harry, move that,
Mr. Mayor. Yes. Thanks. Councillor Walker, way over there. That's seconded by Councillor Bundah. There's no further discussion. I'll put that. All those in favour? Against?
Right.
Declare it carried. Okay, thanks for that. Well, we're going to close the meeting, Mr. Chairman. Okay. Being at 4:55, I'll declare this the September Council meeting closed. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, gentlemen.